I will try to pick up on the optimism of the end and hopefully take it a step further. So first of all, thank you. Thank you all very much for the invitation to address Capital Lick Invest in Greece Forum here in New York City. And I think it is evident from discussions that have taken place today that this forum is a unique opportunity to gain invaluable insights into the Greek economy and make informed decisions about future investments. The last 5.5 years have been transformative for the Greek economy. The Greek government, under the leadership of Prime Minister Mitsotakis, has implemented a series, I would say, of bold and decisive reforms to break down barriers and open new opportunities for growth and investment. And by all metrics, I think it is fair to say that this has been a success, demonstrating that Greece has truly turned the corner, and we have achieved robust growth, with GDP growth expected to continue to outpace average EU area growth and well exceed 2%. Now, this growth has been accompanied by an increase in investments. So over the past 5 years, investment in Greece has increased by 84% in real terms, the largest increase in the EU. Now, these positive changes in the economy, I would say, go hand in hand with radical improvements in the labor market. A thriving economy requires a thriving labor market. And to support such thriving economy. And one of the key goals of our reforms has been to ensure that the labor market becomes more resilient and responsive to the needs of businesses and investors. Since 2019, our reforms have led to the creation of 500,000 new jobs, an important feat for a country with a population of just over 10 million. Unemployment rate has been reduced by 50% in 5 years and has recently fallen to 9% for the first time since 2009. While this constitutes important progress, there is still more work to be done. However, this trajectory, I think, clearly shows that we are headed in the right direction. How have we gone about transforming the labor market, and what are our plans for the future? I guess that's the main question that investors probably have in mind. So since taking office, our government has put forward a nexus of measures to unlock potential for both investors and employees. And we will continue to build on this progress on the basis of four axes. So I will very briefly describe those four axes. Number one, reducing the cost of labor. Number two, providing stability and predictability. Number three, focus on upskilling and reskilling. And number four, increasing labor market participation. So the first prong, reducing the cost of labor. We have already cut social security contributions by 5.4 percentage points since 2019. And by 2027, the total reduction will amount to 6 percentage points from when we were first elected. This has significantly lowered non-wage labor costs, making it easier for employers to hire workers while at the same time increasing disposable income for employees. And this, I would say, is part of a broader commitment to reducing the cost of doing business in Greece and creating an environment where investment can thrive. Part of this effort has also translated in more than 72 tax cuts in the past 5 years. So the first prong, reducing the cost of labor. The second prong, providing stability and predictability. Investors obviously are keen on stability and predictability in order to make long-term commitments, which is why we have worked hard to ensure that the Greek political and economic landscape is one of stability, in contrast to other EU countries, which are currently, as we all know, facing political turmoil. Prime Minister Mitsotakis has been in office for 5.5 years, and with the next election still over two years away, we have plenty of time to implement our reform agenda without the uncertainty that often accompanies political transitions. Just last week, we introduced predictability as far as the minimum wage is concerned. Until recently, the government was the one to discretionarily decide on the amount of the minimum wage. Under the new system that was voted in just a few days ago by the Greek Parliament, the minimum wage will automatically increase based on a formula that takes into account, number one, inflation, and number two, productivity growth. This more predictable objective system will help both businesses and workers with their medium and long-term planning. So second axis is providing stability and predictability. The third one has to do with upskilling and reskilling our workforce. The rapid pace of technological development, especially with the rise of artificial intelligence, is transforming the labor market. And it is our duty to ensure that our workforce is equipped with the skills necessary for the jobs of the future, bridging the skills gap and attracting investment. To that end, we are implementing a massive, large-scale upskilling and reskilling program focused in particular on green skills and digital skills. These programs equip workers with the skills they need to remain competitive in an ever-evolving labor market while ensuring that businesses do have access to the skilled talent they require, particularly in the green and digital sectors. Ladies and gentlemen, we have already trained 400,000 workers. And by 2026, we will have trained 500,000 workers. That amounts to roughly 10% of the active Greek workforce. In addition to these programs, we are focusing on what we call vocation, education, and training to ensure that young people entering the labor market have the skills they need to succeed. At the same time, we're also upgrading the mechanism of labor market diagnosis, a very useful tool. What it does, it detects the actual needs of the labor market, both real-time, but also medium-term and long-term. So it forecasts and it takes into account international trends that we know where we will need people in the years to come. And the fourth priority, increasing labor market participation. Yes, unemployment has gone down significantly by 50%, but there is room for improvement. And that's why we are focusing on untapped labor potential, and in particular, on specific categories, which are women, youth, people with disabilities, and older individuals, taking into account the demographic challenges you mentioned earlier. So we're offering subsidized programs for people who may lack professional experience or qualifications. These programs have already helped 200,000 people find work. And in addition to being very popular with businesses, they are proving to be highly effective. And I'll mention a specific number, which I think attests to what I just said. Those who participate in those subsidized programs are 3 times more likely to be employed after 1 year when compared to non-participants of programs. At the same time, we are working really hard. We're organizing career days throughout Greece, trying to bring together, on the one hand, job seekers, and on the other hand, businesses, directly and effectively matching labor market supply and demand. More than 7,500 people have found a job through career days that we have organized from within the country. But recently, we've gone beyond that, and we're expanding to outside the country, trying to engage with Greece's talented worldwide diaspora. We are organizing career days abroad where Greek workers can connect with top companies operating in Greece. Just this past weekend, we were in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. We hosted an event where over 1,100 Greeks living there interacted and interviewed with leading companies in Greece. This coming Saturday, we're in Germany, in Düsseldorf, together with 50 major companies operating in Greece. Next will be London, next will be New York. Our goal is to bridge supply and demand and to incentivize most of those bright Greek minds to return to Greece and contribute to the growth of the economy. And in addition to that, we are streamlining the process for third country nationals to come to Greece and cover labor shortages in key sectors such as agriculture, tourism, and construction, where the domestic supply of labor is sometimes not enough. Ladies and gentlemen, in the past 5.5 years, we have made significant strides in modernizing Greece's labor market and creating a more competitive economy. These successes are the result of careful planning, bold reforms, and targeted measures to improve labor market participation, to cut red tape, to reduce bureaucracy. Do we have challenges ahead? Oh, yes, of course we do. But we are more committed than ever to continuing our reform agenda and making Greece an even more attractive place to invest. Thank you very much.